The one thing you can guarantee in life is that every 12 months it'll be Christmas, and my present to you this year is, I hope, a selection of festive music, some of it a little bit different, and all of it designed to take you right up to 2016. A stirring opening to this, the 100th edition of Organ First Radio, heralding a slightly longer selection of festive music. That was John Kiffin's recording on Versi organ of Little Town, which comes from the film Beauty and the Beast, and it's taken from John's recording called A Christmas Cracker, which it most certainly is, and although it is a couple of years old now, is still available. One thing I can promise you, there's going to be several sleigh rides in the next hour, and the first of which is, what else but, Leroy Anderson's famous composition, Sleigh Ride, played now by Stan Coyoma. Thank you. was Stan Kioma on Roland Atelier 18900C with his version of Sleigh Ride, and it won't be the last of those that we'll be experiencing this month. Something now to give us a little time to catch our breath after that exhilarating journey, and what better than to hear Jelani Eddington at a 4-manual 26-rank Wonder Morton organ with the delightful Christmas Waltz. Christmas Waltz played there by Jelani Eddington. Now, as anyone who knows me will tell you that I do have a love of the sound of the Hammond organ, and one organist friend of mine knows his 1974 Grandee model like the back of his hands, all two of them. If you go to YouTube and type in the name Mike Reed, that's the R-E-E-D version, you'll be spoilt for choice as to what to listen to. I asked Mike if he'd record something special for the show, and he chose The Christmas Song, that classic composition written in 1945 by Bob Wells and Mel Torme, and which the late and great Nat King Cole Trio first recorded early in 1946. OK, Mike, it's all yours. Thank you. Mike Reed and the Christmas Song, the Hammond Organ and Leslie 700 Speaker, and thanks again, Mike, from all the listeners to Organ First Radio. Now, I'm not going to tell you how old Mike is, but I'll hazard a guess that with his many years in the American organ scene as a professional player, he could well have met the next artist, one of the pioneers of the electronic organ, Ken Griffin. Here he is with Kringle's Jingle. Kringle's Jingle, one of Ken Griffin's own compositions, and played there by him on an early Wurlitzer electronic organ. Here's one of those rare re-releases that I saw tucked away on a new CD on the Jasmine label recently. Contained within the 75 tracks on the double CD are the 20 tracks from a very rare LP made by the American instrumental trio The Three Sons, the title of which was The Sound of Christmas, and which the record label has adopted as the title for this compilation. Usually the Three Sons recorded as a trio, comprising basically of Hammond, accordion and guitar, but on this LP they're joined by an unnamed orchestra, and together they now play Der Tannenbaum, in other words the Christmas tree, and that's followed by Carol of the Bells. Thank you. Der Tannenbaum and the Carol of the Bells, two tracks from the double CD The Sounds of Christmas, the majority of which are very rare festive numbers. And when I say rare, it includes five tracks from the old singing cowboy himself, Roy Rogers. But Trigger, his wonder horse, is noticeably absent. Nay, lad, nay. Time now for some classical organ music, but please don't be put off by the description, because although the sound might be very majestic, the arrangement by organist Bob Iyer of the Prelude, Fugue and Variation on Mickey Mouse becomes very entertaining indeed. Prelude, Fugue and Variation on Mickey Mouse, played there by Bob Iyer, the organist and senior choir director of the Trinity Lutheran Church in Chambersburg, although that recording was made on the 3-manual 61-rank Moller in the Allison United Methodist Church in Carlisle, Philadelphia. Stirring stuff and also a lot of fun. Time, I think, to hitch another ride on a sleigh, and this time we're in the company of that genial organist, George Fleury, as we head off towards Petersburg. Petersburg Schlittenfahrt, or in your actual English, the Petersburg Sleigh Ride, played there by George Fleury on the Mantova GT electronic organ. Well, earlier we had that lovely old carol, The Christmas Tree, and I can't think of anyone nicer to decorate it in her own inimitable way with some musical tinsel than Penny Whedon. And this, appropriately, is a little composition of hers called The Tinsel Tree.
Thank you.
The Tinsel Tree, played there by Penny Whedon on Yamaha organ. Time once again for some theatre organ sounds and two tunes with the colour silver in their title. Firstly, Silver Bells, played by Bill Langford on the organ that he used to play in the San Lorenzo Pizza Parlour, and that'll be followed by Lynn Larson playing Silver Heels on the Wurlitzer in the San Silmar Music Museum.
Thank you.
Silver Bells and then Silver Heels, played by Bill Langford and Lynn Larson, respectively. Here's an interesting combination of pipes and electronics, namely the 36-rank Wurlitzer that used to be in the Senate Theatre in Detroit, combined with the sounds of a Yamaha FX20. Putting all the keyboards together, here's Rob Richards, who offers us a light dusting of Snowfall. Snowfall, the combined talent and keyboards of Rob Richards and a Wurlitzer organ and a Yamaha FX20. This next CD arrived just in time for the show, although I do know it's been available for some months now, having been recorded in February and March of this year. The title is My Vienna, and it features that very popular German organist Claudia Hirschfeld at the Versi Luwa GS1000, playing a delightful little Viennese number that translates to "If the Lord Disagrees."
Oh,
I think that's absolutely lovely. It's a little Viennese tune called When de Herrgott net will, which translates, as I said earlier, to If the Lord Disagrees. And it's taken from the latest CD by Claudia Hirschfeld, a recording that I'll be returning to next year. One location where you can always rely on a spectacular Christmas show is the Thursford Collection, with its famous Wurlitzer at the centrepiece of entertainment. Having said that, resident organist Robert Wolfe is usually on vacation, but back in 2002 he did record a Christmas album, at which time he suggested that it's going to be a cold, cold Christmas without you. Thank you. Walford, the Wurlitzer of the Thursford Collection, with It's Gonna Be a Cold, Cold Christmas Without You, A Winter's Tale, and I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Back in 1986, when they were still making organ LPs, another very famous German organist, Franz Lambert, recorded a whole disc of festive tunes, and amongst them was this one called Santa Claus Comes Tomorrow. Franz Lambert and Santa Claus Comes Tomorrow. Sounds as though he came by sleigh as well. Oh no, here's another one. They're like London buses, you know. You miss one and then several turn up at once. Troika, or Siberian Sleigh Ride, you take your pick, is taken from the only known recording made by Don LaRusso, and that featured the sound of the Conn electronic organ. Who was Don LaRusso, I hear you ask? Well, If you go to YouTube and type in Organ Celebrities number 15, there's a fascinating story in words and music about this artist. Now, as I said at the head of this month's extra-length Christmas edition of Organ First Radio, it is in fact the 100th edition of the show, but I felt it would be unfair to have a special celebratory Organ First Radio show, because, after all, it's Christmas and that's the music that we want to hear right now. So instead, next month will see me presenting a programme which I'm going to share with an organist who's celebrating 50 years in the business, none other than Howard Beaumont. So I hope you'll join the two of us for a show which I'm calling 150 Not Out. Now, just before I come to the end of the show, my wife Dorothy would like to join with me and Ian and Jerry King at MSS Studios in thanking you for your company and support these past 12 months, and add that we all hope that you have a really lovely time with family and friends at this special time of year. So to close this month's show, it's courtesy of a very special item from Stephen Vincent, who I featured a number of times this past year, and for very good reason too. I asked him if he might have anything that would fit into this special festive edition, and he sent me a recording together with an email message that reads, "This is my arrangement of Thankful Heart, which is taken from the 1992 Walt Disney film The Muppet Christmas Carol, which starred Michael Caine and, of course, all of the Muppets. This joyful festive treat was recorded live using my Paramount 341 virtual theatre organ in conjunction with my Yamaha EL90 Electone. And if you'd like to actually see the performance together with some beautiful visuals, then it's up on YouTube right now. So here's the scenario. It's Christmas morning. Snow covers Dickensian London, creating a crisp white surface on which to paint a new day. Mr. Scrooge, awakening from a troubled night, seizes the new day. All is not lost to the old miser, and feeling he owes a debt of gratitude to the three spirits who visited him during the night, he embraces the new day with a thankful heart. Thank you. Happy Christmas, everyone.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.